A veterinarian with Southwest Ontario Veterinary Services suggests the overall health status of the swine herd, the farm's facilities and equipment, and management are key factors that should be considered when looking at the option of moving to antibiotic-free production. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Transition to antibiotic-free production, on-farm management strategies, was among the topics discussed last week as part of the 2018 Banff Pork Seminar. Dr. Greg Weidman, a doctor of veterinary medicine with Southwest Ontario Veterinary Services, says there's a number of different programs in Canada and even more in the U.S. for antibiotic-free production.
In my opinion, antibiotic-free production requires a higher level of management in all areas than conventional production. We have many clients of our vet practice who have the management skills and the team in place to successfully do it. More specifically, the right health status, freedom from certain really important diseases, I would say would be critical. And then in addition to that, having good facilities in a good geographical region where we can anticipate staying free of those critical diseases is also pretty important. We just have fewer tools in the toolbox to manage bacterial infections when we are working on an antibiotic-free program. And so really a key pillar then for success is let's not let those bacteria into the farm to begin with. So a farm that has maybe a complicated history of getting new infections, either bacterial or viral, over history, that'd be the type of farm that we'd have to be pretty cautious, I would say, at approaching antibiotic-free production.
Dr. Weidman says there are opportunities available for most pork producers across the country. However, he warns there are some cautionary tales with the supply of antibiotic-free livestock, chickens specifically, outstrips the demand, and that can make it difficult to find the value proposition. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.